Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
8:30, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. The warm weather over the past few days caused part of North Ridge Road to buckle Tuesday evening in West Wichita. Police were called to the 300 block of North Ridge Road near 2nd Street in Brunswick. They found the road had buckled from curb to curb. KSN News spoke with Wichita Public Works and Utilities Director Alan King.
With the heat that we've had over the last several days, and this being a warm day itself, we had some heat stress fatigue on a road.
Ridge Road is partially open now. Let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As an area of showers and thunderstorms pushes through south-central Kansas, we'll see a break in the clouds, then windy and warm this afternoon with a high 93. Tonight, breezy and 72, and again, windy and hot Thursday. Tomorrow's high 95, with more storms arriving on Thursday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now cloudy and 72 degrees. He was captured after exchanging shots with a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper, the capture of a notorious bank robber on the run since 2012, announced Tuesday. Officials say it was a phone call to his mom that led them to the so-called AK-47 bandit. 39-year-old Richard Gathercole called his mother from a jail after he allegedly shot at a Kansas trooper during a traffic stop last week near Goodland. In that call, recorded by authorities, Gathercole told his mom to get rid of guns linked to bank robberies in other states. Stephen Woolery, special agent in charge of the FBI office in Los Angeles, says this is an unusual case.
Most bank robbers stay local, within the same state, and thankfully we rarely see assault rifles and actual IEDs used during bank robberies.
Gathercole is also accused of shooting a Chino, California police officer in 2012, during a bank robbery there. The state is investigating allegations of physical abuse against toddlers at a YMCA daycare center in Wichita.
Matt Keith, a spokesman for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, confirmed the agency is investigating allegations against a teacher at the South YMCA Early Learning Center, but said he couldn't provide details. The Wichita Eagle reports that a mother of a 2-year-old boy at the daycare said that she was told by the Kansas Department for Children and Families that her son and two other children were allegedly shaken by a teacher. DCF spokeswoman Teresa Freed says she couldn't confirm the agency's involvement in an investigation. A spokeswoman for Greater Wichita YMCA said the organization is cooperating fully with the state investigation and is conducting its own investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The city of Wichita is putting together its proposed budget for the coming year. City Manager Robert Layton says one of the major proposed capital expenditures has to do with public safety.
So the first one, in terms of keeping Wichita safe, we've got over $63 million in projects for public safety.
That funding, if approved, would pay for firefighting equipment, police substations, and the Law Enforcement Training Center. KNSS National News Time, 8:33.
Mitch McConnell has postponed a vote on the Senate health care bill until after the 4th of July break. More Republicans said this week they would be voting no, so that means they will have to rework several aspects of the plan. That could take time, says ABC News chief White House correspondent Jonathan Carl.
Opposition could get, in fact, increased, but there's one big factor working to the Republican leadership's advantage here. That is that every one of those Republican senators in that room have campaigned on repealing Obamacare. And the alternative at the end of the day, if they cannot pass anything, is to leave Obamacare in place.
The ransomware cyber attack that paralyzed computers across Europe and the U.S. is under control, at least in Ukraine, where it originated. Right now, they're adding up how much it may have cost ports, hospitals, factories, and other places with computers that were affected. Firefighters in the state of Utah bracing for more high winds as they try to slow a wildfire that has burned 13 homes and forced 1,500 to evacuate. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
8:34 now, Stephen Tin in the morning on KNSS. And it's time for the Blur Entertainment News with Ted Woodward. Ted's going to start us off this morning with an obituary for an author, right, Ted?
Yeah, this news just came out this morning. Michael Bond, the creator of globetrotting Teddy Paddington Bear, has died at the age of 91. The duffel-coated, Wellington boot-wearing bear has touched the hearts of children all over the world. The marmalade-loving bear traveled from darkest Peru to London's Paddington Station. That bear first appeared in A Bear Called Paddington. That was the first book way back in 1958. Paddington Bear went on to star in 20 books and even a feature film. Those books have sold 35 million copies worldwide. The creator of Paddington Bear, Michael Bond, has died at the age of 91. A TV star is a victim of a wildfire, and a Swedish star has passed away.
You do kind of have that overexposed to gamma rays thing going on.
The good news is he wasn't there when it happened, so he's okay, but the Big Bang Theory star Johnny Galecki lost his ranch home about 3 hours north of Los Angeles to wildfires burning in the area. Reports are it burned to the ground. In a statement, Galecki said his heart goes out to everyone else who's lost homes and property to the fires, and he thanks firefighters and sheriff's deputies for helping to keep everyone safe.
Nobody is John Wick.
That's Michael Nyquist playing the bad guy in the 2014 Keanu Reeves hit John Wick, which is how most Americans know him. He was a star in his native Sweden, starring opposite Noomi Rapace in the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo film series and others. Nyquist died of lung cancer Tuesday. He was 56. I'm Christopher Watson.
Rihanna has a top five hit. That is significant. It hasn't been a great year on the music charts for women, but that is slowly changing. Rihanna is the first woman to appear in the top five on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart in 3 months.
Wow.
For the last 3 months, the top five has been all men. She does it courtesy of DJ Khaled. She's featured on this song, Wild Thoughts. The last top five song to feature a woman was I Don't Wanna Live Forever, Taylor Swift's duet with Zayn. That was number three way back in April. It's been since April that a woman has been on the top five on the charts, but Rihanna cracked it this week. The America's Got Talent auditions continued last night. More singers, dancers, magicians, acrobats on NBC. Johnny impressed the judges with his cover of Whitney Houston's I Have Nothing, and he got reaction from Simon Cowell.
Disney World's Hall of Presidents, which has been closed since January in order to add a new President Trump robot.
Sorry about that. Let's go ahead and get on that. Well, let's move on. The movie Baby Driver is getting rave reviews. It is out today.
Doc said Michael Myers.
This is Mike Myers.
It should be the Halloween mask.
This is a Halloween mask.
No, the killer dude from Halloween.
Oh, you mean Jason.
No!
That movie is Baby Driver. It stars the Divergent series Angel Elgort as a getaway driver trying to ditch his shaky past, coerced into taking part in a heist that's destined to fail. Got a lot of good people in this movie. Kevin Spacey, John Hamm, Jamie Foxx are also in this movie. Kind of a stylish thriller. This has a huge 99% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
Almost everybody seems to love this movie. It may even be career-defining for Elgort. And it's got, like we said, it's got that great cast. It is rated R, but it's getting tons of positive feedback. Baby Driver is coming out.
Baby Driver.
Mm-hmm.
Not animated, is it?
Mm. No.
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 Yeah.
Let's check out last night's episode of The Bachelorette on ABC, in which Rachel had to make a decision. Was Lee going to stay or go?
Lee, after hearing what I heard today, I don't trust you. And because of that, I'm going to send you home.
Ouch. Ooh. Okay, sorry, Lee.
Rejected.
Yeah, Lee did not make the cut.
Lee.
We all know how that feels. Let's take a look at what's going on the late night ratings side. Colbert versus Fallon. We also got some Alec Baldwin, and a TV show gets renewed.
Oh, it's Donald Trump's birthday.
Stephen Colbert has been the late night king for 5 months, but last week Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show snapped that streak.
I need to up my game a little bit here.
Fallon clocked over 30,000 more viewers than Colbert, winning for the first time since President Trump's inauguration. Though it should be pointed out, Colbert was off for 2 days last week, and once DVR viewing is factored in, Fallon could lose his lead. And while Colbert gets more overall viewers, Fallon still dominates in the category advertisers desire, adults 18 to 49. One of TV's biggest breakout characters last season was President Trump, is played by Alec Baldwin on SNL.
They're going to China.
And we'll get more of it come September.
We're going to fit that in. I think people have enjoyed it.
Baldwin telling CNN he'll be back, but he's busy, so we may not see a lot of him. He'll be doling out celery sticks of Trump, he says, but probably not a full meal. And no surprise here, AMC has renewed Better Call Saul for a fourth season. I'm Jason Athenson.
And a couple of birthdays to discuss today. Comedian John Biner is 80 years old today.
John Biner.
He's a guy that I always thought was extremely talented. Yeah. Impressionist.
Yeah, good impression.
Back in the day, he did a killer Ed Sullivan. I just thought he was a funny guy.
Yeah.
John Biner is 80 years old today. And we got another big comedian birthday today. How about Mel Brooks, 91 today.
Mel Brooks is 91.
Another guy that has never failed to make me laugh. Responsible for a few of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
Started out as a comedy writer, worked on the big shows, mm-hmm. Sid Caesar.
Right.
And he was on a bit with, Carl Reiner, the oldest man, world's oldest man.
2,000-year-old man.
Yeah, 2000. And then he started making those movies.
Then he started making movies in the 60s and 70s. And
High Anxiety. You ever seen High Anxiety?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mel Brooks. He's got some great...
Of course, Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein are two just unbelievable movies, and he made those in the same year, basically.
Wow.
1974.
It was hot.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. Happy birthday to Mel Brooks, who is 91 today.
Not only is he funny, he's about half crazy.
A little bit, which helps. Yeah,
it helps in comedy, right?
Yeah. Of course, he and Carl Reiner are still buddies.
Yeah. There's a thing. So put them in a room for about a half hour or 45 minutes and rack up the cameras and just let the public see two maniacs.
They're funny.
Throw an idea at them and see what happens.
And let them go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always thought that would be even better sometimes in the sitcoms is go into a writer's session and see how those people operate. Wouldn't that be cool?
I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right.
There you go. Entertainment news for the day is brought to you by Pizza John's in Derby. Purveyors of round meals and flat snacks. It is super tasty.
Just there the other night with St. Shelley.
Yeah.
What a great meal.
Now, I've got to get down there.
You better.
Oh, my gosh. I need me a tasty pizza pie. I'll tell you what. It's super easy. You just go down to K-15, stop right there at 208 South Baltimore. You walk on in, they're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and within about 10 minutes, you're eating a great pizza.
You'll see what we're talking about. You bet.
Pizza John's in Derby!
8:42 now. I'll keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Bill Roy. New lodging in East Wichita. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.